God's peace is always yours in Jesus. Hear the word of God from Ezekiel 34. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I myself will search for my sheep. And as a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of darkness. I will bring them out from the nations, and I will bring them into their own land, and I will pasture them. I will tend them in a good pasture, and there they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, the cowboy is the hero of the American West. The shepherd is the hero of the Bible. Now, on the surface, both the cowboy and the shepherd look a lot alike. Both are rugged. Both sleep where the jackals howl. Both work where the wild wolves prowl. Both make the stars their roof and the pastures their home. That's where their similarities end. For example, have you ever seen a picture of a cowboy hugging a cow? Of course not. But shepherds will often hold sheep and little lambs in their arms. Why the difference? Simple. The cowboy leads the cow to slaughter. The shepherd leads the sheep to be shorn. The cowboy wants the meat of the cow. The shepherd wants the wool of the sheep. The cow is not a family member to the cowboy, but a sheep is a family member of the shepherd. The cowboy wrestles brands, herds, and ropes. The shepherd leads, guides, feeds, and anoints. The cowboy hoots and hollers at the cows. The shepherd calls each one of them by name. Now, aren't you glad that Jesus isn't the good cowboy? He is the Good Shepherd. During this joyful Eastertide, we're looking at Ezekiel's promises of our Savior and the gifts that Jesus has brought to fruition through his suffering, death, and resurrection. Our series is called All Things New. And today we're going to look at a new shepherd. And boy, do we need a new shepherd. As we get older, we experience hearing loss, vision loss, muscle loss, health loss, mobility loss, diabetes, depression, dementia, you name it. And as we age, we often experience several of those at the same time. But what about the younger sheep? U.S. teens are in a mental health crisis. In 2022 survey, 60% reported having depression, 66% reported high anxiety, 75% reported feelings of loneliness, and 35% reported suicidal thoughts. But why all the pain? What's the source of it? What's the cause of it? The cause is we're surrounded by a lot of second-rate substandard shepherds. God tells Ezekiel, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel," referring to many unfaithful rulers and kings of God's people, "and say to them, the weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the injured you have not bandaged up, the strays you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you rule the sheep." Israel's unfaithful kings and rulers gave empty promises, filled with empty lies, and led people down empty roads to empty lives. Maybe you can relate. Are you following the wrong person, the wrong voice, the wrong crowd, the wrong herd, the wrong friends, the wrong leader, the wrong movement, the wrong beliefs, the wrong gods, the wrong worldview, the wrong shepherds? If you are, let me illustrate where all of our straying and false shepherds lead us. Sheep are like glue. sheepskin is full of an oil called lanolin. And lanolin coats the sheep's wool so that they stay warm in cold weather. But lanolin also makes their oily wool one of the most effective types of glue known to mankind. So every time sheep lie down, mud and maggots, mildew and manure, everything imaginable sticks to their coat. So what's sticking to you because of all of the shoddy substandard shepherds you've been following? The scars of sin, the regrets of bad choices, the meaninglessness of your messiahs, the tattoos of temptations you gave into. What's sticking to you? Maybe it's the labels people have given you. You're too old, too young, too dumb, too ugly. You're not enough. You'll never measure up. What else is sticking to you? Maybe it's the labels you gave yourself. Failure, worthless, helpless, hopeless, loveless, useless. And it's really no way to live. We all want to get rid of the labels. We're desperate to get rid of the labels. Some try to get rid of the hurt by following the herd. But it only leads to more labels. Broken, loser, guilty, dirty. Others try treasures and pleasures, alcohol and drugs, fantasy and fame to forget about their bad labels. But it never works, because when the high's gone, the labels are still sticking to you like glue. But if you find yourself tired of living with all the labels, I've got fantastic news for you. A new shepherd has arisen, and his specialty is label removal. Our shepherd takes matters into his own hands in Ezekiel 34, saying, "Behold, I myself will seek them. I will search for my sheep. I will rescue them. I will gather them. I will bring them in. I will look after them. I will shepherd them. And I myself will cause them to lie down in green pastures." 17 times in 5 verses, God promises he's coming to shepherd us. As a result, dumb, dirty, and defenseless sheep never had it so good. In fact, our new shepherd has arrived. Jesus declares in John 10 that he's the fulfillment of Ezekiel 34 when he declares, "I am the good shepherd." He is the new shepherd that was promised. And so first of all, our new shepherd is good. But just how good is he? When I'm burdened with all the labels others have given me or that I've given myself, he promises me in 1 John 1, "The blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us of all unrighteousness." Not only the mud and the maggots and the mildew and manure of my own sin am I cleansed from, but Jesus' blood also cleanses me from the unrighteous things that others have done to me or said about me. I'm totally cleansed. I'm totally forgiven. When I follow substandard slipshod shepherds who lead me astray, to feed on the poisonous plants of sin or drink the putrid waters of shame, I have a shepherd who leaves the 99 and comes searching for you and for me until he finds us. And when he finds us, he puts us on his shoulders and carries us back to the flock. When I'm confused by the voices of demon wolves and thieves, Jesus calls me by name. When I'm sick or injured or hurting, Isaiah 40 says he gathers the little lambs in his arms and holds them close to his heart until we're either better or healed or strengthened to live with the suffering while we hold on to Jesus. Our new shepherd is a good shepherd. Our new shepherd is a giving shepherd. Jesus says in John 10, "I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep." But how exactly did he do it and why? Our good shepherd became a sacrificial lamb. Isaiah 53, verse 7. "He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Our good shepherd became a butchered and slaughtered lamb. Let that sink in. A butchered and slaughtered lamb. Because what we needed to get rid of our labels was blood. 1 Peter 2, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. This is the sweet swap or the happy exchange of the gospel. Galatians 3, he, Jesus, became a curse for us. It doesn't get any better than that for the sheep. But why? He did it to take away all of our labels. You know the labels. Many of them you gave yourself. What a terrible parent I am. I unloaded on my kids again. What a terrible Christian I am. As soon as I'm done repenting, I sin the same sin. What a terrible spouse I am. All I ever care about is myself. Well, whatever your labels, 2 Corinthians 5 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. Isaiah 53 says, the Lord laid on him, Jesus, the iniquities, the labels of us all. By his stripes we are healed. The Father put every label on the Lamb. Sinner, idolater, adulterer, thief, rebel, wretch, criminal, abuser, lazy, prideful, uncaring, worthless. And then he sent Jesus to be a butchered lamb for us. Every single label on the Lamb, and marched him to the cross like a sheep to its slaughter. There are times when sheep have to be put to death, you know. On August 16, 1987, Northwest Airlines Flight 255 crashed after taking off from Detroit, Michigan, killing 155 people. There was only one survivor, a four-year-old girl named Cecilia. The rescuers found Cecilia in such good condition, they thought she must have got out of one of the cars the airplane ran into on the runway. But no, Cecilia's name was on the list of passengers. Later, they discovered that Cecilia survived because her mother wrapped her body around Cecilia to save her daughter from the impact of the crash. And in so doing, Cecilia's mother gave up her life, but Cecilia lived. And this is what Jesus did for you. He wrapped himself around you, and he took the full brunt of the crash. That's what happened when the Father put all of our labels on the Lamb, and the Lamb became butchered and sacrificed. And then Jesus said, what? It's beginning. No, it's initiated. No, it's a work in progress. No, he said, it is finished. Salvation is complete. The job is done. Paradise is open. Access is restored. Sin is forgiven. Death is defeated. The grave is opened. The devil is defanged. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. What a shepherd. A number of years ago, a shepherd in Palestine sheltered his sheep in the pen for the night. After falling asleep, he was awakened by a huge commotion. He discovered that a wolf was dragging off one of his sheep. The shepherd began beating the wolf, and then the wolf turned on the shepherd, biting him repeatedly. Finally, the shepherd killed the wolf. He then managed to bandage up the sheep's wounds, and he held the injured sheep in his arms to comfort it and keep it warm. And the shepherd and sheep fell asleep together. But in the morning, the shepherd was found dead. He had bled to death from his own wounds while protecting the sheep. And the headline in the local newspaper read, "Sheep Survives Covered in the Shepherd's Blood." There's what Jesus did for you. Our sheep is not only good, he's not only giving, but he's also gracious. He died so every lost sheep could be his. Jesus said, I have other sheep that are not of this fold, and I must bring them in. They will hear my voice, and they'll follow me. Listen to your good shepherd's voice for yourself. I not only have taken away all your labels, I've clothed you in my very own righteousness. How? In baptism, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. Jesus replaces our labels with his white as wool righteousness. So now when the Father looks at us, he doesn't see our labels. He sees the Lamb's blood and the Lamb's righteousness covering the lambs, so that we're as beautiful to God as Jesus. And baptized into him, we're totally new. 2 Corinthians 5, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. But just how new are we? Acts 2, be baptized in the name of Jesus, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins. And Isaiah 1 adds, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as wool. That's how new you are. Just how new are we? Romans 6 says, if we've been united with Christ by baptism into his death, we will certainly be united with him in his resurrection. To which Isaiah 26 promises, your dead will live. Their bodies will rise. Those in the dust, wake up and shout for joy. That's how new we are. Even death can't hold us. Finally, in Ephesians 2, we're told, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Now, the Greek word for workmanship is poiema. And poiema is where we get our English word poem, or it can also mean artwork. Baptized into Jesus, us dirty, dumb, and defenseless sheep, baptized into Jesus, our crucified and risen shepherd, you're now the artwork of God. You're his exquisite masterpiece. But more than anything, you are his sheep. I have called you by name. You are mine. 13 times in John 10, 13 times, Jesus, after saying, I'm the good shepherd, 13 times he calls us his sheep. How do you like that label? So forget about all your other labels. Jesus' blood dissolves the lanolin of the devil's and the world's lies and labels and makes them all irrelevant. Blow them up with dynamite, with the dynamite of the gospel. Toss them into the trash. Those lies and labels are not who you are anymore. For Jesus has removed our sins, our labels, as far as the east is from the west. He has thrown our sins and our labels into the depths of the sea, never to be dredged up. He buried them in his Good Friday tomb, never to be unburied. Longer have to mislabel yourself or believe the labels others give you. For Jesus' blood has set us free to be the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand and the lambs of our new and very good shepherd. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.